WWA. Radio check, please. K4OIM.
That is.
Your neighbor, Walt. K4OIM.
Hey, Walt. How you doing, buddy?
I thought I was coming down with a virus or something. I didn't make it to the Monday night meeting in Greer. I didn't want to come up there and spread this runny nose and everything around, but I'm finally getting over it.
Well, brother, join the club, because I've got it, too. I tell you what, I'm on the tail end of it now. I'm just blowing all this stuff up out of my lungs, but I didn't go Monday night either, and I didn't go to my extra class on Tuesday night, because I know those folks would just love to have me down there just coughing and hacking going on.
Yeah, that's the way I felt. My neighbor up the road here, he's in the hospital up there at St. Luke with a pneumonia in pretty bad shape, and he's about, I don't know, Ronnie's about my age, and boy, when you have respiratory problems and this virus going around, it don't look too good.
That's why you ought to stay in and kind of stay away from it too, brother. Some of this stuff will get a hold of you at our age, and it would not be good.
Got that COPD, and they said I was in the beginning stages of emphysema, and they got me taking breathing treatments and everything at night before I go to bed. But other than that, I'm all right, except for this cold weather when it hits, and rainy weather, my doggone neck goes to hurting again.
How about that? Well, listen, how's my signal? Is it clean?
That thing is as clean as it can be.
Okay, well, now you've heard the voice transmission now. I'd like to give you about 5 seconds of dead key and see if I've got any kind of tone or sound in the background. Starting now.
Boy, I am. No, you ain't got no noise, no nothing. It's just clean as it could be.
Well, I appreciate that, bud. Yeah, I figured out what was going on with this radio. There wasn't ever anything wrong with it. What happened was that somehow or another I had a subaudible tone get turned on in the programming, and you could hear that subaudible tone in the background, and it was transmitting out through the repeater. And it was aggravating everybody to death until I figured out what was going on, and that's what it was.
I'm on now. It's a mobile station. It's an older one. I went down to Greenwood and bought it about a month ago. I really like it. It's an all-mode AM. I know it ain't got AM, but it's got FM, CW, upper, lower, sideband, and all on it. But the only thing I don't like about it, the hand mic, the keypads are on the back of the mic instead of on the front. And sometimes when I'm talking, I'll accidentally touch one of those buttons on the back and throw a tone in there on it. So I have to really watch the mic.
At the top of that mic, too, it's got, I bet you, if it's one of those DTMF mics with the numbers on it, it's got an up and a down, and that one I got from you, I had to figure out where the lock on it was so I wouldn't turn the frequency up and down on myself.
I've done the same thing on this one here. I tried to check into the net one night, and I was 5 kc's above. I was on 146.615.
Yeah. All right, well, this thing sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that thing sounds real good, nice and clean. No background noise, no hash, nothing.
Well, I'm getting a phone call, bud. I got to drop out of here. It's my wife calling. I got to answer the boss. KN4VWA, I'm clear after your final. Thanks.
You're welcome, Steve. K4, I am clear.